And now we turn to the second portion of this midday program. Every summer, thousands of Mexican-American migrant farm workers journey to the Red River Valley of Minnesota and North Dakota to tend to the sugar beet fields. From the time the sugar beets sprout from the ground, the permanent residents witness an exotic cultural infusion into the valley. There is a different language spoken in area stores, and weekly masses are regularly spoken in Spanish. But few residents of the valley, and even fewer of us in southern Minnesota, have much contact with the migrant families. We know little of their work, thoughts, or hopes. John Idsty of station KCCM in Moorhead prepared this sound portrait to better acquaint us with one family as we visit them in the fields and in their home.
My name is Guillermo Flores. I come from Crystal City, Texas, and I'm here in Glendon, Minnesota, working with W.V. Grover and the sugar beets fields.
Guillermo Flores is 40 years old. He began working in the sugar beet fields when he was 10 years old, in the summer of 1947. Then he came to the Red River Valley with his father and mother from Texas, a trip of almost 1,500 miles. The trip hasn't ended, and the miles now number almost 100,000. In the early days, he was given a short-handled hoe, and he followed his mother down the endless rows, taking out the weeds that she'd missed. Now, 30 years later, his five children follow him. For Guillermo and his family, the summer is a tenacious search for that final row. The search is more profitable now than it used to be. Guillermo's family of six workers can now make between $4,000 and $5,000 in 6 to 8 weeks. But why does he continue this difficult occupation? And what goes through Guillermo's mind as he continues his search, row after row, day after day, field after field?
Well, I think about going back to Texas, but have some money, you know. That's one thing that I think when I'm in the fields, I say, well, hope everything goes right. Because I want to make money. Sometimes I say, I hope we get a good rain so the growers can make money, I can make money. So that's what I think when I'm in the field. I say, but sometimes I say, I hope it rains so we can rest a couple days or 3 or 4 days rest. But sometimes I say, hope it don't rain because we're going to get done. This season, the beach, we've been having nice days, you know, cool days, but sometimes, you know, get pretty hot days and can drive you nuts too, you know, because you got to keep going, even if you sweat, and it's hard, you know, but got to work, you know, say 20, 25 days straight. Mm-hmm. Then you can lay off for a couple weeks. Then you feel better, you know, because, you know, and the way my family, we were seven, so if we don't work, you know, it's hard for seven, you know, seven and family. Got to buy clothing and shoes and everything. Now, and when it's wet, like right now, you know, by the time you get down, you got to have another pair of shoes. I think that a guy never shouldn't do it, but you gotta do it if you wanna make some money, you know. Otherwise, if you don't go in the fields, somebody gotta do it. But I say, like I say, I come here from Texas, come here because I like the state, and I think I'm used to doing the sugar beet job. I guess because I like to travel too, you know, because when I'm in Crystal City, I get tired down there. Then I come here to here, Glendon, Minnesota, and come here and feel pretty good, you know. Mm-hmm. Then by the time I go back to Texas, I feel tired from here, and I feel good down there. Mm-hmm. Just keep me balanced. I feel more free. Like I say, here where I'm staying right now with this grower, it feels like just my second home. These people here where I work, we know, you know, I know them and they know me, how how I work, and I think we get along pretty good.
It's been a short morning in the fields today. Last night it rained, so this morning the Flores family started work at 10 instead of 7. But even though they waited, the shoes and hose are now covered with sticky black gumbo. Both are scraped of the mud, and now it's time for the only break of the day, the noon meal. For this, the family will leave the fields and drive the short distance to their house, a mobile home near the grove of trees that surrounds their employer's farmstead. Inside the house, you can smell something cooking, and the family sits down around a large table for a meal of tacos and frijoles. Back in the field after lunch, the sun has burned away the clouds and dried the soil. The morning coolness is gone as well.
We don't work in close group, you know. Sometimes I get a cleaner role, I'll go ahead and sometimes I've been behind, so we're not all together, you know. So sometimes just when we meet, we say, how's things going, or mm-hmm. or you're tired, or you how you feel, or you still can handle for another four, five rounds.
Vámonos. Vámonos recio con una polestea.
Que sea pronto.
Que sea pronto.
Gracias, última, pero pronto.
So we talk just sometimes when we meet, you know. But we won't be like working by the hour, you know, slow, then say we got to keep going, you know. Because the harder you work, the sooner you get done. And beats is one thing that if you're going to work slow and kind of us, lay around and say, well, then the beat's going to get big and everything, then it's going to be harder, you know.
My name is Gracie Flores, and I'm a daughter of Mr. Flores, and I'm 18, and then I live in Crystal City, Texas, and we work here with Mr. Grover.
Gracie Flores is the oldest of her parents' children. At 4 feet 11 inches and 100 pounds, she looks like the youngest. She wears a big blue shirt that billows in the prairie wind and a large hat to protect her face from the sun. Because she's small, she occasionally falls behind the others as they work.
Since I was little, I told my dad that I like it here. I would like to live here, but like I said, only the future can tell, you know, what's coming up. Over there in Texas, it gets real hot to work, and nothing's, you know, there's not that many jobs like where we live at. There's just the field work, and then like my dad says, labor in the Del Monte can factory. And then almost everybody comes over here and just beats all my friends. And I think it would be the life to call freedom. I guess I enjoy it like my dad. I like to work. Sometimes, I forget that I'm in the fields, I start thinking about school, my friends, and usually I write to my friends, and it's about it, but then the next thing I know, I'm there, just working. Sometimes I start whistling, singing or something, just to forget that I'm there. Then my dad starts singing sometimes. I do like it, but like my dad, he's sending us to school, and I would like to be somebody, instead of just working all my life in beats. But then when I get married, maybe my husband, I guess he'll probably be working as beat too, but I'm not really sure yet until the time comes. It's like I started working with my dad around when I was, 10 too, I guess. And I like it, but I would like to be, be somebody else, work in an office or thing. That's how come I'm going to school. Because like my dad says, it's a pretty hard job to do, and I guess everybody knows that.
I'd rather do something else, but like I say, beats I do for a long time. And if I had a easier job besides sugar beets that I get good wages, then I think I can better do it. I gotta do it. I do it for, say, about 25 or 30 years already. So I think it's gonna make no difference now.
Guillermo Flores, a migrant worker. Thank you.
This sound portrait of a migrant family working the sugar beet fields of the Red River Valley was prepared by John Idstey, with technical assistance by Dennis Hamilton and Roger Gomel. I'm Neil St. Anthony.